Welcome to the PMPA's Speaking of Precision podcast, featuring your hosts, Carly Kistler-Miller, David Wynn, and Miles Free.
Hello, I'm Miles Free, and welcome to PMPA's Speaking of Precision podcast. Carly Kistler-Miller and David Wynn have joined me today, and we are going to discuss important tax facts for 2024. Welcome, Carly. Welcome, Dave.
I'm going to run out of the room screaming. He said tax facts.
I know. ooh. But I have a feeling if it's something you want to talk about, we got some important stuff coming up. So lay it on us. We're braced. We're ready. We're sitting down.
I tied myself to the chair.
You tied yourself to the chair.
So he doesn't go screaming out of the room.
I get it. Well, research and development is really important in our business if we're going to remain competitive. We need to improve our processes, improve our products, reduce costs. We need to be competitive. And one area that impacts our ability to do that is the way the tax laws treat our investments in research and development and new equipment.
Wait a minute. So R&D is a federal government issue?
We compete globally, Carly. We compete against everybody in the world.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, between the internet and those standard containers we see the trucks carrying, those are standardized to be loaded and unloaded, offloaded onto ships, onto trailers, onto trains. It's really pretty cost effective to ship anywhere in the world these days, thanks to the internet and these revolutions in material handling.
So why is this a federal issue? Come on, but we hear a little bit here with global competition, but what is it? What makes this a federal issue?
Well, the federal government, if the federal government has one thing that they can do, one right that they have, it's the right to tax. And in the tax code, they declare what expenses we can capitalize and which we can amortize. And they can also give us opportunities to take a credit against our taxes if we do something that they perceive as in the nation's good. So why is it a federal issue? Because the tax code affects all of us and certainly our business decisions.
All right, but why is it an issue now? I mean, I know it's tax season, but why now?
Well, it's actually the beginning of a new year, and the Tax Cuts and Job Act that went into effect in January 2018 expired December 31st of 2023. So we had been receiving improved deductions, depreciation, and rules for expensing and tax credits under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that encouraged us to invest, to do more research, to develop better processes, and those then make it easier for us to upgrade the skills of our people. And that all expired the end of December.
So if it expired, then what took its place?
That's why we're talking about this on the podcast, because since it expired, we will now have to pay more in taxes. We will lose tax credits. We will lose our ability to capitalize or fully capitalize or amortize things the way they were under the prior law. So we needed
to deal. You're talking 35% again, like the old days, and no more Section 179?
Yes. Yes. So what we really needed was, and in fact, PMPA sent a team up of our members to Capitol Hill to explain how important this is to our businesses if we're going to remain competitive, if we're going to buy new equipment, if we're going to improve our processes with new techniques, like, you know, we're using lasers now to measure multiple dimensions at one time instead of one at a time with hand gauges, right? now the tax code would penalize us compared to where it was under the TCJA. So that's why the urgency now. In December, we took a contingent up to Capitol Hill, said this is important. Here's why it's important.
So wait, let me ask you this. So apart from the money, which, ouch, is there an employment angle here?
Well, that, Carly, that's almost exactly it. When we asked our members, when we look at the math, the money that comes back to the shops from the R&D credit, from this expensing benefits, almost perfectly matches up with the labor cost to employ people to use the new equipment, to use the new technology. So it's like, it's not really a subsidy, but it acts as an incentive in that because I don't have all my cash tied up in this purchase, I now have cash to hire or upgrade, upskill the people that are going to use this. It's just smart.
It does make a lot of sense.
Okay, so I can see why it's important, but why the podcast today?
Well, let's talk about how important it is to PMPA members. Okay. We took a survey before December and on our trip, and 50% of our member shops spend $400,000 or more on capital equipment in 2023.
Wow.
$400,000. Now, you know, you want to know what a change of 100% to 80% is on $400,000?
Oh, is that the difference?
Look at 35% tax on $400,000.
Well, there you go. Let's just look at the tax.
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge impact. And like I said, the savings from going back to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act levels literally would pay for the manpower to run this new equipment. It's really, ultimately it's about jobs too, because that equipment, it may be able to run unattended overnight, but it doesn't run unattended. We need people, skilled people, and this just makes us able to better leverage the resources. But your question was, why now? Why today?
Yeah.
And that's really the reason why we're here. We learned this week that the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Taxes reached a deal with leadership in the Senate to restore the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tax provisions for expensing, R&D, depreciation, the whole deal. So the research and development expensing will go back retroactive, David, to January 1st, 2022 tax year through 2025. That means we don't have to amortize and capitalize those research and development activities that make such a difference to our shop's efficiency.
That's good news.
It restores the 100% full expensing, some people call it bonus depreciation, retroactive to January 1, 2023. So that $400,000 figure, it had been 60% if this wouldn't have gone through, if this doesn't pass. So 60% instead of 100% expensing. So,
you know what's always been wild about that too is depending on what classification they put your equipment in, some of your equipment you wind up still expensing longer than when you paid it off. So if you're on a 5-year schedule to pay the equipment off, you might be expensing it for 10 years, even using some of the maker's tables.
That's why I'm glad I'm an engineer, David, and not a chief financial officer.
You actually left me speechless. I had nothing.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad that there are financial engineers out there that, that understand this stuff, because that means there's jobs, good jobs in our shops to put this new technology to work to make the stuff that makes a difference. So it returns to full EBITDA standard for 163J business interest loan deductions retroactive to January 1st of last year. I know what EBITDA is, I know what loan deductions are, and I know what January the 1st, 2023 is, but for the accounting people, this is great news.
Well, Dave's smiling, so.
And the final thing that was really important was the Section 179's small business expensing limit increased from $1.16 million to $1.29 million. And so to put that in perspective, we talked about 50% of our members spending about $400,000. Well, 50% spend more than that. And so this is going to help the leading shops maintain their lead. They're the ones that are really competing globally against, you know, global level competitors. So we're really happy to see this deal, you know, announced last week.
So is this a done deal then? So they expired and now we get it back?
Well, it's actually a deal to have a deal. It's not a done deal. And that's a mouthful. So
nothing in Washington is ever a done deal.
It's not a done deal, but they have an agreement between the Ways and Means leadership, tax writing leadership, and the Senate leadership to go ahead with this compromise on these tax and expensing issues. And now it needs to be ratified by both Congress, the House, and the Senate. So what we did, as soon as we learned that this was out, we put together an action alert, sent it to all our member companies and said, contact your congressman, contact your senators, explain how important this is, not just to your business, but to the families of the people you're going to hire to run this new equipment and that sort of thing. And so that we got that out, you know, the day after this was announced as a deal going forward, we notified our people. And if you're listening to this now, please contact your congressman, contact your senators, and explain that you need this to go forward, because it really makes a difference if we're going to continue to make things of value here in North America. In the United States, we don't need to export our jobs. We need to keep our jobs here, and we're going to do that by being more competitive, better technology, put in those optical gauging instruments that can do multiple parameters at a time instead of one at a time. I mean, there's just an awful lot of opportunity here. And fortunately, despite all the dysfunction we hear of in Washington, it may not be a done deal yet, but it's a deal that we're working very hard to get done.
I now it makes sense that things are going to be retroactive. Do we know when they're supposed to vote on this? Like, how long do people have to contact? Don't know, huh?
We don't know.
I don't know.
They're voting on CRs today. I don't know if this will be in any of those, but they are voting on some stuff today.
I mean,
so now
we literally heard our representatives in Washington, PMPA's group in Washington, the Franklin Partnership, literally heard at 9:30 a.m., you know, on Tuesday morning. And all of us have been reading the papers. You know, I think David had it about an hour after Omar did. I think he got it and sent it over to me, and I said, yeah. So, I mean, this is breaking news as it gets in manufacturing.
Yes.
It's just for information, too, because we started talking about dates. We're recording this on 1/17/24, so.
That's a good point. And it's Wednesday, the day after we found out.
Yeah.
Yep. So you and got all this out yesterday.
Yes.
Impressive.
Yeah.
All right, agile. Listeners, contact your congresspeople. Contact. I can't say it. Oh my gosh, what's wrong?
Call your senators. Call your representatives.
Call. Contact.
There's only
one
sure thing in life: death and taxes, or death in Texas. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. Well, death is unavoidable. Taxes are. You just have to leave the country.
Then you can wind up like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they tax you in customs.
No, then they make you governor. Listeners, if you have any questions, please email or contact PMPA. We'll be happy to send you our information on this and help you with any questions you may have. That wraps up today's podcast on Tax Agenda for 2024. Thank you for joining us. Please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. You don't want to miss one. Also, check out our Speaking of Suppliers podcast to hear how our technical members can help your shop.
For additional information, please visit PMPA.org, where you can find our knowledge centers filled with articles, webinars, more podcasts, and other resources just for precision machining.
And if you aren't already taking advantage of a PMPA membership, be sure to check out PMPA.org to learn how we can help you thrive. And why is a PMPA membership important, Carly and Miles?
Because we are better together.
Don't forget to join us next Monday on Speaking of Precision.